Our next guests are from the Tivoli Preserve Community Farm, which is an urban agriculture and environmental justice project in Albany's Arbor Hill and West Hill neighborhoods. Last year, the farm became home to a flock of chickens as well as a herd of sheep that work for the city by grazing invasive species. With us now are Melissa Parade, the project manager, and Kim Tateo, the volunteer and outreach coordinator. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello. Thanks.
So tell us how this project got started.
Well, it got started years ago, actually. There are sort of two parties involved with that. The city of Albany, who's been wanting to restore the Tivoli Preserve for quite a while, and Gary Klappel, a SUNY professor and farmer out in Altamont, who has been sort of really excited about using livestock to manage invasive species. So it's like an alternative way of landscaping, basically. And so they came together, I think, probably 2 years ago or so, and since then came up with a plan for the grazing aspect of the renovations in the preserve. And then, you know, following that, I got connected and Kim got connected, and it's, I'm just kind of continuing from there.
Can you say more about how you both got connected, how your relationship began with this project?
Yeah, so I'll start. So I began working on the project a year and a few months ago through Gary, who put a call out for a sheep farmer or a young person interested in sheep farming. And so I replied to that, and we met a few times, and it went well. And I have just been learning ever since. I'd done a little bit of farming prior to that. And so had the animals down at the Norman Scale Farm through the winter. And then moving into Tivoli is when Kim came on board, and she can take it from there.
Hi, I'm Kim, and I actually saw the basically the open call as well, or the job posting for Melissa was looking for help on the farm. And I'm new to Troy. I moved here a couple, like, earlier in the spring. And before that, I was working as a volunteer and outreach coordinator for Earth Matter, which is a composting nonprofit in New York City, and was really excited to see a similar opportunity of working with animals, managing animal care volunteers. And I really love, like, promoting and doing outreach for things that I care about. And the other cool thing is we were trying to do some composting there with the with sheep manure and getting food scraps. And so having an opportunity to promote the life cycle of the food cycle of, you know, from food to the ground and back, it was really beautiful. So it was just a great opportunity.
So it sounds like you had some previous experience with farming and maybe with livestock as well.
I had some experience with the chickens and goats and community farming in New York, but less experience with sheep. And honestly, I'm constantly learning as well. So it's really awesome to work with Melissa.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Melissa, did you have experience with sheep before you started this job?
I had some experience, but not a lot. I had previously that summer and spring been working for a farm down in Coxsackie, Lime Kiln Farm. They make great cheeses. And they are a classically very diversified farm with sheep. One thing that was new to this experience for me was using a herding dog, which we hadn't used at the farm. And so that was a pretty cool adventure, and still is, to learn how to move the animals in that way.
Is it true that sheep will come if you call them?
They will. It takes practice. So I think the stereotype about sheep is that they're kind of dumb, but they're not really. They're very quick learners, especially of routines. Mm-hmm. So the way to sort of train sheep to come to a call is to basically make that call and give them food over and over again.
That works for me, too.
Yeah, right. So it's not really that surprising. It's one of the main ways we move the animals down in Coxsackie. More peaceful way, I think, than using the dog oftentimes.
They definitely come to food. When we bring the food scraps from either Troy Zero Waste donates food scraps, and we also pick up from Hamilton Street Cafe, They are waiting for you and they follow you. It's like a really amazing experience.
Wow. So what's the benefit of this kind of traditional response to the problem of invasive species over maybe a more modern or technological approach?
Yeah. So I mean, in this case, I think there are a number of benefits. I think the most clear-cut one is the environmental sort of reasons. So the thing I like to say is that using livestock to graze is not and manage invasive species or general vegetation growth is that it's not only carbon neutral, but it's carbon sequestering. So you're actually you're capturing carbon in the soil through the grazing process where the animals are depositing manure and that manure gets tilled into the land and held there. In addition, and this was one of Gary's big pushes, in this case, it's an opportunity for Kim and I to start out as farmers, which would be incredibly difficult for us to do otherwise. And I think of the very inspiring work done by some of the young farmers in Troy and Albany that don't have the advantages that we have with, you know, the city behind us. And then finally, with this project in particular, we can do some good sort of community work. And I think this is where Kim and I have a lot of special energy is trying to engage people that otherwise wouldn't have access to farm things and nature things otherwise.
Do you think that you've been successful at doing that so far?
Yes, I think one of the exciting things we've done is starting a residential food scrap drop-off program with the right across the ball field are the Livingston Apartments. And I went in there and talked with them about composting, and we gave them buckets, and people were really excited about bringing their food scraps. They're like, wait, I don't have to throw these in the landfill. That's really exciting. And they really enjoy watching the sheep. And a lot of them, some of them haven't ever seen sheep, and they say that, and some people said they grew up on farms. So it's really amazing to watch people come together and want to get involved, and even something as simple as bringing us their food scraps.
Yeah, I think once people get involved with farming, they tend to enjoy it. But it's sort of out of the ordinary for a lot of folks. So are there some challenges you come across when you try to outreach to people who maybe don't have experience with the sort of projects that you're doing?
At the moment, there's been a lot of curiosity and just I think there's been a lot of excitement. So I can't say of any specific challenges that we've had. I mean, I'm sure there will be challenges to come.
Yeah, you never want to say yeah. No challenges, but
it's been exciting, and we have a lot of support. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So the community can actually come to the farm, and can they would have to make an appointment to come to the farm, or can they just walk to the farm and say, hey, I'm here, I want to meet some sheep?
A couple different ways that the community can sort of visit things. Well, actually, there's a couple ways they can be involved. So first, we do have a sort of community work days that we've done. So we've been able to do a couple projects, build compost bins and a chicken coop at community work days where volunteers who wanted to get involved were able to help out. The sort of the barnyard is an old ball field that is surrounded with a chain link fence. So it's a fence, but it's one that people can sort of linger by at any time. And we oftentimes will see people coming to visit the animals, and the animals will come up to people standing by the fence and everything. We also have been holding a regular, what we call it, sit out in the Livingston Avenue entrance to the preserve on Mondays from 4 to 6, and that'll shift and change a little bit with the upcoming time change. And we see people coming out to say hello and say hi to the sheep. The sheep are out by that entrance through the week, and we also welcome people to come and spend some time with the animals then.
I can imagine the animals are pretty popular with kids.
Yes. People can also visit our website, and our contact information is there. So if you're interested in bringing a group for a work day, as the season winds down because of the fall and winter coming up, there will be a lot more opportunities in the spring. But certainly reach out to us and let us know if you're interested in animal care or getting involved in any way.
Yeah.
So what are you using the sheep for? Are you like their fur? Do they have fur? I guess sheep don't have fur, right?
Yeah, wool. So you do have hair wool. Sheep. You do have hair sheep, which is a breed that doesn't grow wool so much as like traditional hair, and they're more of a breed you would raise for meat. These sheep are Dorset crosses, and they do have wool. They're purpose, though, is more so about the grazing. So certainly they have wool that we will shear and find uses for. The real, purpose for these sheep is to eat Phragmites in the preserve. So
so I was getting excited about shearing.
Yeah, that's one of the events we want to hold in the spring. We want to do a sort of community shearing, bring in a professional shearer, and open the farm up to the public that day and invite people to come and observe and learn and join us.
Oh, I'll be down for that. Put me All down right. for one shearing day.
Yeah.
I'll probably be the woman running around chasing the sheep, but
we
I'll
need
be
that.
There.
We'll need that. Great.
So before we wrap up here, anything else that you'd like people to know about your project or any future plans you have going forward or ways that they can get involved or contact you?
I think the main way is checking the website. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Tivoli Preserve Community Farm .org is the website, and that's also our handle, Tivoli Preserve Community Farm, on Instagram and Facebook.
We are it's still very much welcoming of volunteers, people who want to get involved regularly with the animal care, so taking sort of tour shifts, especially individuals living in Albany. And we also are always very welcoming of general farm supplies, to be honest.
Donations, bins for composting or rakes and shovels, anything like that.
So what's the actual physical address of the farm? So if someone wants to Google.
That's funny. So it's the physical address, there really isn't one right now. Mm-hmm. But we are in the Tivoli Preserve, the Tivoli Nature Preserve in Albany. To get to the farm, the easiest way to do it is to go to, there are a couple ways. One way is to go to the bottom of Wilkins Ave in Albany. It's a dead end, and you can kind of leave your car there and just walk up to the fence and say hello to the animals. Or you can enter the preserve through the parking lot and the Livingston Ave, where it meets with Judson.
All right. Sounds great.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah.